Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the third hour of our Merry Christmas edition with the Jingle Cats. Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here in Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us. Family and friends around the country, around the world, they've got internet access. And the best way and fastest way to pull up the stream is go directly to the 1150kknw.com website. Click on Listen Up in the upper left and then Listen Online, and you'll be all set up to stream the show. And, of course, you can find us on Facebook, Martha Norwalk's Animal World. Check out all those great videos and photos. And you got to see the cats that are terrified of this lizard. This orange cat. I mean, the look on his face, he's just terrified. It's very cute. And a lot of good stuff there, too. Informational stuff. And that whole story about Italy and then building the first sea pen for captive dolphins. Oh, gosh. And what a phenomenal first step that is. Something very, very much to be grateful for this time right now. And so check that out. And hey, Nathan not only plays the keyboard, he's also pretty good at the air guitar.
It's a good thing I bought new strings last week.
Yeah, because he was really getting going with the Jingle Cats this time. Okay, Natasha was paying attention. Uh-huh. All right.
Sorry, that got me.
I'm simple.
I crack up at simplicity.
Nope. It was a good one. It might have slipped by many, but not Natasha. She's on top of these things. Alrighty, and speaking of that, it is the third Sunday of the month. It's still Behavior Training and Healing Sunday with me, and Talk with Your Human or Animal Loved Ones on this side or the other, and Personal Readings with Natasha. And if there's anything that you want to talk about today with your animals and all that sort of thing, if you'd like a personal reading or find out what's going on for you starting into this new year, now would be the time to call. And local number, 425-373-5527, 425-373-5527, and toll free is 888-298-5569. And then remember, you can reach Natasha through her website, intuitiveclarifications.com, her YouTube channel, Natasha Venter IC, or you can just give her a call. Not now, she's on the radio, but you can give her a call after the show, 360-770-7486. 360-770-7486. Boy, so who knows if we might have chased everybody away with our singing, but, you know, I sure had a good time. I thought it was fun. So, you know, if there's anybody out there listening, you know, you could pick up your phone and call us. Just let us know you're there.
Yeah, maybe call us and say, no, please don't play a second round.
Yeah, because we're gonna do it again unless you guys complain. 425-373-5527. If they call and complain, never mind. Anyway.
Well, while we're waiting for our fans to call, since it is our Christmas show, can Nathan open his little Christmas thing I brought for him? And you can open your little...
Stacey had brought me something in Ox Studio, and she said, no, you can open up during the show.
During the show.
So,
okay. Let's
see what we got
here. I have your gifts
here.
Over here, but I'm giving them to you.
Got a nice little cardinal in the front of the bag.
Animal on the front there.
Love the cardinal.
Looks like it's sitting on some mistletoe or holly or something like that.
You're so observant.
All right. Now,
looks like holly to me.
Take out the green tissue paper wrapping. Oh, hey, how about
look
this?
At that.
We've been talking about it.
It's
during
a cap.
The year and
oh, it's a Bigfoot cap. It's a Nathan often wears ball caps. Uh-huh. And it's a blue
alter
and
ego
white
on there.
Blue and white cap, and it has a Bigfoot
on the Sasquatch. And
a little subtle there. Wasn't
turn
too
the
huge.
Camera over here so that Natasha can see it as well. But yeah, there
Thank
we go.
You.
We
oh,
got
I
a
like
hat
that.
With the Sasquatch in the front, walking off to the side.
Uh-huh. Pretty cool.
Oh, that's so
thank
fun.
You, Stacey.
Oh, you're welcome.
I'll definitely be wearing this one. Got to be careful. I might give away myself, though.
Yeah, that's true. Where, yeah. Where but it was just a little subtle thing on there, so it wasn't too big.
Okay. So are you done over there?
Yes.
He's
so,
done.
So now I can get my tissue out.
Get your tissue out.
I have a cat and a husky on my Oh, look at that. Oh.
Yeah.
How did you know my slippers wore out?
There you go. Got little paws for your paws.
Slippers.
And it matches your attire perfectly that you're wearing right now since you're.
Natasha?
Yeah, I can see it. Yeah, those are cute.
They're really soft little slippers with Sherpa stuff inside and
little paws on there.
Dog. It says dog. And then there are little doggy paws all over. How
cute.
Fun. How fun. But I, yeah, so very nice. And Robbie will be so happy.
And then
happy.
Robbie gets his little reindeer. She's like, I think it's a reindeer. I wasn't quite sure what it was.
Well, it's a huggle hound. And it's got antlers.
Yeah, I think it was a reindeer.
Oh, no, well, wait a minute, though. It's got scruff on the chin.
Oh, so it's like a goat. Okay.
I think it's a goat.
Maybe it's a goat then.
I think it's a goat.
Robbie... And instead of maybe like the horns, it's got like, well, maybe it is have horns, but they look like, you know, oh, it squeaks too.
And a squeaky goat at that.
It's a squeaking goat. Okay. Oh, and then there's a pair of socks in here.
And of course, more in that bag that she's pulling out there.
Spring is on its way. You can have
cereal. Oh, the sunflower and mushrooms.
We can hope for spring. There
now, mushrooms, you know, that's what I'm always talking about. I have a lot of work to do with mushrooms around the place. And just got rid of the winter ones. And then there'll be the spring ones coming. So I'll wear my mushroom socks.
There you go.
Thank you.
Well, Merry
Thank
Christmas.
Thank you so much. It's wonderful. But I love your Sasquatch. That's cool. Yeah.
And of course, I handed something to you before the show started, Martha.
And look at this, Natasha and Stacey.
Oh, wow. Now, isn't that beautiful?
Now, this is a dream catcher. So the circle of the dream catcher is in bamboo.
Yep.
And then it's string web in the middle of the dream catcher that's green with a yellow center. And then the tassels that hang down are the yellow string.
Yes.
Of course, yellow is my spiritual color. So this is really wonderful. I love this, and a lot of dream catchers come with feathers and stuff, but they get dirty so easily and stuff. Mm-hmm. I think this one is wonderful.
Cool. So this one was actually made in Sipalay when I was in the Philippines.
Yeah, so a Filipino dream catcher.
Yes, that is.
Cool. Wow.
Straight from there, too.
I'll have to, part of my family, I told Nathan that my family... One of my nieces, her husband and three kids, my niece, Mary, married a Filipino man. So his parents go back to the Philippines all the time. But their family with the kids have never been.
Oh.
So they're going to spend Christmas in the Philippines.
They are? Do you know which part they're going to?
Oh, no.
Okay.
they're going somewhere in the Philippines. I don't know it well enough to know. I'll find out more when they get back because we're going to have a second Christmas when they get home in January. Oh, you know, after they get back in January. But it should be really fun. You know, the kids are old enough that they'll really appreciate being in the Philippines and learning about their heritage and all that sort of stuff. So,
well, it's going to be a wonderful time. They really go all out with Christmas there. And you know how we were talking about the Christmas music playing on warm, you know, it used to be after Thanksgiving and now it's earlier.
Uh-huh.
Well, don't tell the Christmas stations this, but the Filipinos actually start celebrating preparing for Christmas in September.
Oh.
They do what's called the burr months. So if the month ends in a burr, they're celebrating Christmas that month, and they're going to have their Christmas trees out and listening to Christmas music in the car and in the malls and stuff like that. The malls will be all decorated beginning September.
Do they do Halloween down there?
Not really so much, actually.
Well, maybe that's it. Maybe Halloween isn't a big deal. So, because that would make it make more sense.
Uh-huh. But they are all about, you know, the All Souls Day or like Day of the Dead, kind of like they do in Hispanic cultures, and honoring their past loved ones as well, with having like an altar set up and putting out their favorite foods and lighting a candle to invite them in.
Well, the only thing I can say is, at least here in this country, you know, the shopping forces have them beat. Because, you know, the shopping channels like QVC and HSN, and where you can shop online, they start Christmas in July. But they've been doing that for you. I mean, I have to turn. I just can't. It's like, no. But, you know, that's the way it goes. But they really, truly start in September. So good to know. And I'll have a report after my family comes, you know, part of my family spends Christmas in the Philippines.
And while we're on that topic, Stacey, you have Filipino heritage.
I do.
Anything you want to chime in with?
Well, because we lived in Hawaii, we kind of mixed it a lot with, you know, the kind of the local Hawaiian culture. So, you know, people talk about foods and stuff. And at my friend's house last night was a group of my friends from Hawaii, and we were playing this game. And the question was favorite foods at Christmas. And then, so our joke was, well, it depends which house you went to, you know, so, which culture are we talking about? So,
So do you consider yourself Hawaiian or Filipino?
Yeah, no, I think I'm not Hawaiian. I haven't had this conversation.
I know. That's why I'm bringing it up again. So you say you're not Hawaiian.
I'm not Hawaiian. I'm Filipino.
But that's because you're Filipino.
Right. I was just born in Hawaii, but I don't have Hawaiian, Polynesian, you know, bloodlines or whatever ancestry. Okay. My ancestry of my family are from the Philippines or
America. All right, now have you spent any time in the Philippines?
I've never gone there, no.
Uh-oh, Nathan, you better take Stacey with you.
You need to have a trip.
I don't know, I just really don't have a desire to go there. I'm not a big traveler, you know.
Except when your girls spirit you away somewhere.
Yeah, when we go on little...
You travel with them.
We travel with them. That makes it fun.
But back to Monaco.
Yeah, when we... Yeah, that's right. We did have that whole trip to South France there. That was fun.
Well, we better add... it was Stacy on your thing when you send all the photos, because I have all those wonderful photos.
Yeah, I believe Stacy has seen them.
So you got a little education about the Philippines with the photographs and stuff.
Yeah, no.
Well, all right. Yeah. Oh, cool. All right. Well, anyway, you guys get Christmas for me afterwards, because it's still over here on the shelf. I didn't think to pass them out ahead of time.
That's okay.
That's all right.
But
we're all good.
And too bad, Natasha.
No, I know.
No cards and gifts for you, because you're not here.
I get it. I can honor that.
We can't Zoom them to you.
Nope. I'm grateful. I'm just grateful to be with you guys. Through the year, all this journey. You know, been grateful for all the stories that we've done and everything like that. And Stacy, you're getting well wishes from the other side, my dear.
Oh, thank you. Well, we had a big family event a couple of weeks ago in my family. Mm-hmm. One of my daughters got married.
Oh,
so
well,
we had a big.
I didn't know that.
So we hadn't really worried about Christmas until a few weeks ago, because we had to get through the wedding. So,
wow. Yeah, okay. So I didn't know anything about that. Yeah. That's an exciting thing.
Yeah. So it was great.
Mother of the bride.
I was the mother of the bride. Yeah. They've been together for a long time.
So. Oh, okay.
It actually was their wedding day. It was the 15th anniversary of their first date in college. So they've been together.
Oh, wow.
So that's why it was like on a Friday. So it was great. It was
did they get married here?
They got married in Seattle, yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So that's why you had some family around, was because of the...
Yeah, so one of my nephews from
Hawaii.
My Hawaii came and stayed with me. And so, yeah, it was great.
Well, what do we say? Congratulations to the groom and best wishes to your daughter.
Yes.
That's wonderful.
Yes.
Golly, all kinds of good stuff. We've got to take care of advertisers, but we might as well do that so we stay on time in this third hour. But I've got a few things here that I want to discuss. We've got to get to current events. We can't forget about that. And, of course, we're going to try to wind up with our official version of Christmas carols, because we've only had rehearsal. And we ought to be much better the second time around. Anyway, let's take care of advertisers. Stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Wow.
a thought to consider from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. With the love and care you offer your pets, what about another important pet project, finding happiness? But how do you find happiness? Money? Health? Love? Or millions of people are finding that the regular practice of meditation or yoga can brighten your life with an inner satisfaction and contentment that no possession, position, or title can give. Find our schedule of classes and events at anandawashington.org. That's A-N-A-N-D-A Washington.org.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Exploring new territory every day. This is Alternative Talk 1150.
Count on the Jingle Cats. They got all the bases covered, so it's Rudolph's time. Woohoo! Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are in the last hour of our Merry Christmas edition of Animal World. One more round to go of us singing Christmas carols.
That also means last chance to get your calls in if you want to call us and get a reading from Natasha Venter for you or maybe a past animal friend or loved one. Our phone number is 425-373-5527 or toll-free 888-298-5569. We got open lines waiting for you.
Yeah, and let's see. We heard from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga, and I had to put up my Facebook page, and so what I've got now is the Sunday service is showing on my my Facebook page because they stream the service on Facebook and on through their website. Anyway, today is the family Christmas pageant and service at Ananda going on as we speak, or it should be just getting ready to wrap up a little bit. And then they have a Christmas party going on. But the big event this week, and I want you all to know about, is my favorite service of the year is the Candlelight Christmas Eve service. And I'll be there. It's from 9 to 10 Wednesday night, Christmas Eve. So I'll be doing Christmas Eve dinner as usual with my family, and then they're just, 10 minutes away from the temple, so I will head over to Christmas Eve. It starts at 9 o'clock, Blue Lotus Temple on the Bothell Everett Highway in the Canyon Park area, so if you want to do Christmas Eve service, come join me. I'd love to see you at Ananda, and you can check out all the events coming up for Ananda at anandawashington.org. AnandaWashington.org. And of course, remember me, I'm an animal behavior therapist and trainer. And I work with people privately in their homes to help them understand their dogs and solve problems and get everything under control really fast. So if you would like help with your dog friends, if you know somebody needs help with their dog friends, tell them I'm negotiable in terms of working out a fee schedule that works for them, and I'm less than other trainers already. I know that. And I get the job done all in one time. And I always do free telephone evaluation. So write down my number and please pass it out to all your family and friends at Christmas. They need help with their dogs. 360-217-7258. Tell them I'll talk to them for free on the phone. 360-217-7258. All righty then. Let's see here. What show? I see. doing?
We are getting activity on the phones, but Stacy is still going through them. So
okay, well, while we're doing that, while we're waiting for what's going on the phone, let's get current events taken care
current
of.
Current events. Here we go.
We will do current events. Okay, let's see now the big holiday related stuff. We've got up at the Northwest Stream Center in McCollum Park, that's South Everett. They have their holiday trees for salmon available, and these are wild and live wild trees in pots that you can purchase from the Northwest Stream Center to help support the salmon streams around. And let's see, they have 3 to 5 foot Sitka spruce, western red cedar, western hemlock, Douglas fir, and shore pine. The trees are 20, 40, 60, or $100, depending on size. And if you buy the Christmas tree, then that includes a free Adopt a Stream Foundation membership with lots of great perks. And you can bring the trees back to the Northwest Stream Center after Christmas, and then they'll be planted on the planting day in January. They'll plant them around salmon streams. Or, of course, you can keep them and plant them at your own house. But you can bring them back for that. And from now through Christmas Eve, so that'll be Wednesday, you can still get trees through Christmas Eve. I think this is one of the first years. And I remember that they didn't sell out by now. They usually don't have them available this late, close to Christmas. But the email I got let's see, so it's Tuesday through Saturday. Tuesday, so they aren't open today or tomorrow, but Tuesday and Wednesday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., you could still get a live tree. I don't think there's anything. Oh, well, you can mark for next year. Homeward Pet Adoption Center, their 2026 Furball Gala and Auction will be April 8th at the Columbia Collective in Bothell. And we should have more details when we get closer to that event. And then Santa Paws Pictures, your last chance for the meow dates are this afternoon. So today, it is 12:21, is it not? It is. Noon to 3 p.m. today at Redmond Mud Bay. You can get your Santa Paws photos. And from 3 to 5 p.m. this afternoon, there's an event at Lad and Lass Brewing in Seattle. And I think that is it, other than to let you know that next week, it will be an encore show because it's the last Sunday of the month. I think we can switch up the music for next week so we can keep the Jingle Cats and sending us into the new year.
We can still do that.
But we will rerun our last show with Dr. Nils if you missed that. And so you can hear about what our plans going forward and all that sort of stuff. And now you are signaling me that we have phones.
We got a couple people waiting. So in order to make sure we get them in before the show ends, we'll go ahead and head over to Mount Shasta, where we have Monica waiting for us and would like a reading from Natasha. Welcome to the show, Monica. You're live with Martha and Natasha on Animal World.
Hi.
Hey, Monica. Hi. Merry Christmas.
Hey. Yeah, I'm enjoying so much what you guys are doing, including the singing.
Oh, did you didn't turn us off?
Well, no, I was listening, and I'm like, oh, they missed their intro. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Well, that's what rehearsal's all about, and unfortunately, we had to do our rehearsal on the air. But we're certainly having fun. We're going to give it one more round, hopefully, here. Monica, I'm glad you called because I've been expecting to hear from you because you and I have to have a conversation off the air, and yes. I know you were busy for a while, but anyway, I haven't forgotten about you, just letting you know.
Oh, good.
And so today you want Natasha to tune in?
I would, yeah, because today's the solstice.
Yes.
And I know that it can be a very powerful day. And so mm-hmm. I would like to know what is my best usage for how best to use this day to kind of push, empower my next year. And also, if she can tell me any messages from any of the cats that have passed on.
Hmm. Are there
Lizzie,
any?
Leo, Jasmine, Trout, all my cats.
All I'm hearing is a huge collective purr, if that makes any sense.
Okay.
Just that collective just purr. And there's a couple that are like nudging. They're nudging while they're purring. Does that make sense? They're headbutting. And purring. So if that gives you any clarification on what they're sending you.
Well, yeah, as long as they're contented and happy, then I'm...
Oh, they are totally. It's total, like, this is, you know, when cats purr at that vibration, it's like, it's a total love. I'm safe. I'm grateful for you, everything that you've done. So they're just all like collectively just sending you a lot of love and appreciation and just gratitude for who you've been.
That's great.
Okay, so, any advice to Monica for using the solstice energy moving forward for her?
So the words that your team are asking you to start doing is changing your frequency. So using even the word frequency, I'm aligning my frequency to be my greater self. I'm aligning myself to be who I'm meant to be. I am let the frequency of the universe enlighten me with the energy that I am. You know, it's that changing up that next layer of that understanding. So it's time for you to really take care of the shame and I wish I would have. You know, you don't do it a whole bunch, but there's that little bit of whisper of I wish I would have. Well, you didn't, and it wasn't your story. So go into that's part of this shaking off that they want you to do through the solstice energy coming into this new 10 year and this new 1 year of beginnings, because it's that last minute shedding off that skin and the shoulds. Oh my gosh, you and many of us carry that, but it's that you did perfectly well while you were doing it. You can only do what you knew that you could do at that time, and that's what you did, and that was good enough. It was totally good enough, my dear.
Good, okay.
Even if it wasn't perfect, but it was good enough.
I know what you're talking about, at least some of it, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, there's some whispers. I'm not going to go into details, but there's those whispers, and there, especially those younger years. Oh my gosh, girl!
All righty. Well, we got to keep on track here. Good to hear from you, Monica. Merry Christmas, and I'll look forward to hearing from you off the air.
Yes,
Merry Christmas, and may the angels help you be through with what you're going to be. We're all going to be going through some things, and Mount Shasta has been rumbling a little bit. But ask the energies to rumble outside into the ocean, if you can.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
I'm pretty close to it, so.
Yeah, I know Baker. I'm next to Baker, and I keep asking Baker, what's going on with you? And she keeps saying, I'm too pretty. I don't want to blow.
Oh,
so,
good. Well, that's nice to hear.
I'm asking that disruptive energy that's been aligned in our cascades to go out and do some of those volcanoes that are out in the ocean.
All right. Sounds good. Yeah. Monica, thanks for calling Animal World. God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye. Thank you.
All right. And just like... last with Monica, we got another reading from Natasha coming up, this time from Katie in Seattle. Welcome to the show, Katie. You're live with Martha and Natasha.
Hey, Katie.
Hello. How are you?
We're good. What do you need today?
Well, I had a question. My kitty recently transitioned, and I wanted to know if he was in pain or anything like that.
What's your kitty's name?
Oh, Dickens.
Dickens, and what did he look like? What color?
He was a black short-haired cat.
Black short hair. Are you getting a connection, Natasha, with Dickens?
Yes. Okay, so I'm just gonna say, sweetie, that yep. you know, the body is going through a process of change. And mm-hmm. yes, it's not always comfortable, but then the thing is though, his spirit and his love for you and everything that was going forward, it was not mm-hmm. pain.
Okay.
Does that make sense? I mean, so
but yeah. that should all be done now. He's on the other side.
Yeah,
so
he's
he
on
should
the other
be
side.
Fine now, right?
Oh yeah. yeah, he's playing. He's in the skies. Yeah. He's in with you.
Aww.
He's doing. Did he do like the kneading, the kneading of the bread?
Marching on you? Did
no,
he?
Not really. I mean, he actually passed away in my arms.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm wondering if he knew I was there for him.
Oh, totally. Yes, 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 yes. No, but I'm feeling like okay. he's doing some making of the bread, you know, that
the kneading.
You know, just
yeah.
The, yeah. Did he do that? Mm-hmm.
She said he didn't do a lot of that.
Sometimes, yeah. It depends.
Okay, so he did do some.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so he's doing that. No, he's so grateful for you. He mm-hmm. he's so loving you. And you know, he does still visit you once in a while with just love. Yeah. And you know, he stalks, I don't want to say he stalks the house, but he goes around yeah. the house kind of like making sure that it's still safe and good for you.
I wondered about that. I think my other cat is looking for him or sees him or something.
yeah. Yeah. He does go around. He'll do this for a little bit longer just to make yeah. sure that, you know, because he's transitioning over into being more of a guidance for you more than he
okay.
was your human cat in the physical.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So he'll be, you'll feel him around. You'll sense him around because he just wants to still be a part of your life.
Yeah. I just, you know, it's always the woulda, coulda, shouldas, as we were talking about earlier. But it's like, I think back, because he had kidney issues, and I think back, should I have done more intervention?
Oh, you did what you should. No. Please hug yourself, my dear. You did what you felt you could do at this moment. And that's all the choices you can make, because it's so hard mm-hmm. when love dances in our stories of decisions we need mm-hmm. to make, because the yeah. love of, I don't want to let go. I love, but I, you know, it's like, but please, he would have, he has he's not holding on to that. He's not holding on to that. So please don't.
Nope.
It's time for you not to hold on to that. If he's not, why should you?
Right.
You're right. But did you know that I was holding him? At the end?
Yes. Yes.
He did.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Oh,
he did. And he
kitty.
Was grateful. He, because you held him in your arms of love, my dear. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, and Katie, that is
yeah.
the greatest gift you can give to a beloved animal friend is to be with them and love them and hold them and embrace them through the transition.
Yeah.
It's not necessarily easy for us. But they give us so much. They give us everything. And it is such an incredible gift to give to them.
Yeah.
So you did that. And so feel really good. Many people don't get the opportunity to be with their beloveds when they cross over. And so that's something to be grateful for. You got to be with your boy, and you got to hold him so the angels could carry him to the other side. And you did good. Yeah. So so cherish that and be grateful for that experience.
And I just lit a candle for you, my dear, you know, because I know we're a lot. And for those who are going through the grief process right now, that you have light in the midst of this darkness, because you did what you were meant to do with the love that you have for him. And that was good enough for him. And I'm not meaning those words in any, good enough was, you did beyond what good enough was. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Yes, I do. Thank you so much, ladies.
Thanks for calling, Katie. Merry Christmas.
Thank you for calling.
And Dickens
Bye.
Says Merry Christmas too. Yeah. God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All righty. Now, I just we're going to take care of advertisers. But before we do, I just want you guys to be aware of the holiday this week and how you're celebrating and your animal friends. You know, a lot of food going around. Be sure that you're supervising, not leaving stuff out. There are things that you might have for the human animals that would not be good for your dog and cat friends. And, you know, so remember, you keep the artificial sweeteners, the xylitol, anything with that kind of stuff away, the chocolates. And then be careful about leftovers and sharing. There's nothing wrong with sharing leftover stuff with your animals. Okay, as long as it's healthy stuff for you, probably healthy for them. There are some things you don't want to give to your dogs, like grapes. You don't want to do onions and that sort of thing. So there's some things you should avoid. But be particularly careful with your small breeds, little dogs. You don't want to overload them with fat and gristle and that kind of stuff. They can have their pancreases can react, and it can seriously affect them. So it's okay to collect all the leftovers. I do, and I bring a huge bag of leftovers home for my Robbie and my cats, but they don't get it all. It lives in the refrigerator for a while, and they get a little bit every meal. Or they get a treat here and there. So be sparing, hand it out a little, and be careful, especially with the little ones. And if you're giving gifts to your animals, which you should also buy a gift for yourself from your animals and let them know what they got you, because they want to give you something. But if you're giving them new food, new toys, new chews, something like that, supervise. Okay, to make sure that they do what they're supposed to and not what they're not supposed to with those things. And be prepared, because if you're going to be sharing food or your dog or kitties get into things, you could get some soft stools or diarrhea. So remember, you need slippery elm. It's a tree root and bark extract, comes in a powder and a gelatin capsule. Best prices on Amazon. I usually get the Now, N-O-W brand. It's like $7 or something for a bottle. And it's great tummy and intestinal tract coater. And if you get some soft stool or diarrhea, you just got to put the powder in the food or poke them down. And it will firm up those stools right away and save you trips to the emergency room. If they get really sick with diarrhea or vomiting, then you need to boil a little water and to dissolve the slippery elm, let it cool down and give it as a liquid, three cc's at a time. So just be prepared, slippery elm in case you need it, and supervise and dole out treats or leftovers sparingly and in small amounts. Does that make sense to everybody? Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. We're going to take care of advertisers. And one more thing to check in about. And then I guess we're going to close out with our Christmas
gonna
sing carols.
Us away.
We're going to sing one more time. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
I'm Sue Rose-Minahan, inviting you to join me on Talk Cosmos Sunday, December 21st at 1 p.m. Pacific, about the winter solstice, cosmic energy revealed by the insightful lens of vibrational astrology. Discover what major consciousness patterns we will experience during this winter's three-month season. So come journey with us on Talk Cosmos Sunday, December 21st, 1 p.m. on KKNW.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show. You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Talk radio with a purpose. Alternative Talk 1150.
Oh, gotta love those jingle cats. I've never had roasted chestnuts.
They sound good.
Had a lot of raw chestnuts when I was a kid, but not any roasted ones. Alrighty, we heard from our New Pro Supplements, and remember, it's New Pro, N-U-P, as in Peter, R-O, newprosupplements.com. Great supplements for dogs, cats, and ferrets. Check them out. You can learn all about them on the website, and you can order them there. A lot of the dog products you can find in your local pet stores, and they're all available on Amazon. Remember Jude Ponton, our premier sound healer. She has openings for new clients and would love to work with you personally. She's in Shoreline. And what a gift to be in the healing room with the gongs and the chimes and so forth. But she can work with you remotely as well. Whispering-dragon.com online, Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook, or you can call Jude at 206-706-2836. And if you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on, come join our Animal World family of advertisers. If you have any interest, shoot us an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. All righty then. Boy, we are almost out of time here, so I guess we get to sing again one more time. If you weren't here earlier, now we did hear from Natasha said we were okay, and Monica said she enjoyed it. She she didn't go away, so I think we did pretty good, and but we had to rehearse last hour because this is the first time we've done this together with a musician in the house and a keyboard. We have real music and kind of a director. So that would be you, Nathan. Whoops, he's got to get what he's doing here.
Not to mention my little drummer in my keyboard as well, drumming along to help us.
Well, I heard that. That's pretty cool. So we are now seeing more of Nathan from Behind the Scenes. I didn't realize what a musician.
All these talents.
Talents.
Yeah.
The air guitar doesn't help out here much on the songs, but he's got an actual keyboard here that's quite large. And his excuse for not singing is that the microphone won't reach all the way to him, which is in fact true the way he has it set up.
I think Natasha wants to get in on something here.
I saw her lips moving, but she's muted, so I didn't hear it. There you go.
I was just saying that, you know, the air guitar doesn't work as well when your strings aren't all in tuned, right?
Right. Forgot my tuner.
All right. So are we going to start again with Santa Paws is coming to
Yeah,
sound?
We'll go the same order and same thing as last time. I'll give you a nod.
A nod is when we start. So let's see.
At you and see if
we can hit the cues this time.
All
Stacey.
Right, round two with Santa Claus is coming to town. Here we go.
Santa
not fart. You better not bite. You better not scratch the sofa tonight. Santa Paws is coming in to town. You better not growl. You better just purr. You better not howl or shed lots of fur. Santa Paws is coming. Best friends, Santa Paws is coming to town. You better not bite, you better not scratch the sofa tonight. Santa Paws is coming to town. You better not growl, you better just purr, you better not howl. Shed lots of fur. Santa Paws is coming to town. He sees you in the kitchen. He sees your every try at secretively snitching that slice of pumpkin pie. Oh, you better just know the greeting he sends. He's saying ho ho. Best friends, Santa Paws is coming to tonight. You're getting better on that keyboard each time we do this. That's pretty special. Woohoo! All right.
And we got another song to roll through here, too.
My favorite.
And that is why we saved the best for last. It is Doggy Winter Wonderland.
Dog takes rain. Are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. It's yellow, not white. I've been there tonight, marking up my winter wonderland. Tell the tree, that's my fragrance. It's a sign, the wandering vagrants. Avoid where I pee, it's my property, marked up in my winter wonderland. In the meadow, Dad will build a snowman, following the classical design. Then I'll lift my leg and let it go, man, so all the world will know it's mine, my mine. Straight from me to the fence post, close my natural innocence boast. Stay off my turf, this small piece of earth I marked it as my winter wonderland. Happened to round two?
Just for the sake of time, we probably only got like 5 minutes left here.
Oh, see, he can't help but do it.
He's the director. He gets.
We can give it one more go if you want. You want one more?
I want one more.
Okay, here we go.
Dog tag ring. Are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. It's yellow, not white. I've been there tonight, marking out my winter wonderland. Smell that tree, that's my fragrance. It's a sign, the wandering vagrants. Avoid where I pee, it's my property, marked up as my winter wonderland. In the meadow, Dad will build a snowman, following the classical design. Then I'll lift my leg and let it go, man, so all the world will know it's mine, mine, mine. Straight from me to the
Stay off my turf, this small piece of earth. I marked it as my winter wonderland.
That's our standing ovation. Okay, Natasha's.
We got Natasha back here now.
All right. Okay. So, woohoo! Gosh, another year of Animal World Christmas carols. How fun is that?
And before we know it, it will be here again. It seems.
Gosh,
like.
You know, time is going so fast. It probably will. I'll just turn around. It'll be time to do it again. My goodness. Well, and hopefully. Y'all have a really wonderful Christmas celebration or whatever it is that you're celebrating. We do Christmas and Hanukkah here, but you know the only reason we do that? Because that's what the Jingle Cats do. Okay, and this is Animal World. Okay, and it's all about the Jingle Cats. So whatever they do, we do. If, you know, they start doing, but, you know, they got the best Hava Nagila on the planet. They do it so well. And anyway, so, you know, happy Hanukkah, have a Merry Christmas and all that good stuff. Make sure you supervise your animals and are careful with sharing and all that good stuff. We will be here next week, but it's an encore presentation. You can tune in to hear our last healing show with Dr. Nels Rasmussen and Linda Rasmussen. It was Dr. Nels' last show with us because the veterinary community in the state has succeeded in preventing him from doing his work here. We will have more to report on that as time goes by. But Linda will continue to be here, and we're going to do our best to get the healing to go through the humans to the animals. And so you'll have to be here the second Sunday of January to see what we're doing with all of that, because we're still creating. And then we'll be back the first Sunday of January. That's the 4th of January, and that'll be a traditional shelter rescue sanctuary. And anything that helps our animal friends Sunday, we'll check in with our regulars. And, of course, we'll escort out the old year, Auld Lang Syne and all that good stuff with the Jingle Cats, and get started with the new year. And hopefully, Natasha, it's going to be a better year coming forward.
You know what,
I'm glad to say goodbye to 2025.
Yeah, what I'm hearing is if you've done that spiritual inner knowing work, you know, like I had somebody who said, or are you practicing patience? And I said, no, I already have them. You know, it's like, you know, it's that story of, you know, if we've done the work, 2026 is going to be a good year because we'll know how to walk it. We'll know how to ride it, you know, and we'll see what the universe is trying to support us in. That's going to be the difference.
Yep. So, stay grounded on the earth and remember to count your blessings. No matter how bad things are, there's always something you can be grateful for, and that will help shift the energy for you. And if you need help, Natasha's available. You can call Natasha, 360-770.
Yeah.
Okay, 10% off, 360-770-7486. You can call me, 360-217-7258. Heck, you can call Nathan here on the weekends. He needs some. Anyway,
I'll direct your call.
Yeah, he'll direct your call. He'll tell you where to find us. Anyway, thanks so much for spending the year with us and all that good
Merry
stuff.
Merry Christmas.
Nathan, thank you.
Merry
Natasha,
Christmas,
thank
everybody.
Stacy, thank you.
Merry Christmas.
And hopefully it won't take us another year to get back in the studio. Anyway, have a great week and the rest of this year. And as always, I leave you with animals have feelings too. So treat your animal friends better than family. And please always be kind to, open your heart, share your love with all living things. And merry, merry, merry Christmas and a happy new year. We will talk to you again next year.